This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Warsaw Saturday that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House said about an hour later that the U.S. president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said the president meant that, in the words of a White House official, Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. The Kremlin responded to Biden's speech, saying Russia's leader is not to be decided by Mr. Biden. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it should only be a choice of the people of the Russian Federation. As Biden visited Warsaw, several rockets struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. The powerful explosion Saturday frightened a city that has been a haven for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing other parts of Ukraine. Thick black smoke rose from the first blast site on the city's outskirts for hours before a second set of explosions was reported. Regional Governor Maxim Kozitsky says five people were believed to be injured in the first attack. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovyi called the second round a rocket attack, saying it did significant damage to an unspecified piece of infrastructure. He also said the rockets that hit the city were fired from Sevastopol in Crimea. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. And the U.S. State Department said Saturday that the U.S. intends to provide Ukraine with an additional $100 million in civilian security assistance. That came from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and a statement that the assistance would be to build the capacity of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal.